Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of TBD Adult. I'm your host, Sarah Moore, and today I am joined by a very special guest, Drea Letcher.
Hi, guys. Excited to be here.
Yes, so am I. I'm super excited to have you on this week's episode. So this week specifically, we're going to be talking about personal growth and how, regardless of age, there's always space to become this better version of yourself. And for myself in the past year, I know I've really focused on this and just the whole journey of personal growth in a whole, which is something that I know you and I have actually talked about like a lot of times when we've been together. So yes. Tell the audience just a little bit about your personal growth journey and like different things that you have going on in your life and anything else that you want to add right now.
Great. Yeah, my name is Drea and I am all about personal growth and I love your to be determined adult. I hate to like burst that bubble, but it's always going to be to be determined, just so you know. and that's just like going to be just like personal growth, an ongoing thing. So for me, I, especially over this last year, I mean, I think we all, whether we liked it or not, kind of had to like dig in just a little bit deeper and a lot of things came into focus. I really love doing shadow work. I'm big on personal growth. I think shadow work is not for the faint of heart, but it produces so many beautiful, powerful things in our life.
Yes.
So I am, I wear many hats just like most of us do in our culture. And I am a mom to a teenage daughter, which is really, really weird. I know a lot of you had shared a lot of your demographic is young adults. And I'm trying to get really, really used to saying middle age now, which is kind of a weird, weird new thing for me. I also have like a new baby and I'm a naked cat mom and I call her my cosmic creature. I'm a hairstylist and I love my work and I love serving people. I love being behind the chair. Behind the chair to me, I'm in an industry where I think immediately people think of beauty and they think, you know, vanity and vain. And behind the chair, serving people and interacting with my clients has been something that has shown me how much what I do goes so much more than where beauty goes so much more than skin deep. So,
oh, absolutely.
That's been a really, a beautiful place of personal growth for me. I also, and with my clients, like growing together. I mean, these are people who we share the biggest days of like their lives together. I mean, I'm mm-hmm. there for their wedding. Sometimes I'm the first person to know that they're pregnant or someone passed away or they're going through a hard time that they're not comfortable sharing with someone else. So it's pretty special. And I also travel around and I go on tour for two different hair care companies and I get to share with other people things that really will help them personally and professionally with growth in their industry and with their communication and interactions with other people. So I've been doing that for about 20 years. And I also do some public speaking and communications coaching and growth mindset classes, which has been kind of just come to the forefront for me on a huge priority and focus this last year. I know you had talked about me sharing a little bit about my meet me on the carpet. Do you want me to jump into that?
Yeah, go ahead. Jump right into that.
Okay, perfect. I'm like, tell me, just cut me off anytime. I love sharing. So my meet me on carpet kind of came about really, really organically, which is, I think, one of the best things for things to kind of sprout out sometimes. And it was just me being asked a lot of questions about my journaling time, about my personal quiet time, like what that looks like. How do you develop those practices? And it just came about just like you and I, just in conversation. And I decided there was enough people asking at the same time that I just wanted to have some type of circle time for grownups. And that's what I started Meet Me on the Carpet. I called it Getting Soul Naked with Strangers. And it's just a time for adults to come together in a safe place for reflection, for healing, to rewrite our narratives, to lean into the growing pains, and to for me to offer up tangible ways that you can put those into practice on a consistent basis.
Yeah, and I really love that. And I know, like, we've talked about it multiple times when I've been the person sitting in your chair. And I really love the whole concept of it, about how when you're on the other side of the chair, like, you are really getting to experience some of those people's, like, most, like, personal days of their life. And I know, like, I've had moments where I've shared some pretty deep stuff with you. And it's just, like, it's nice knowing that you have somebody to lean into. And, yeah, but – okay, going into the first topic of this podcast, how would you describe the concept of personal growth?
For me personally, I mean, I feel like it's definitely, that's a broad question, and that's going to mean something just a little bit different to everyone else. But for me, personal growth is what is on the other side when you lean into the growing pains. So for me, personal growth, recognizing personal growth, because sometimes I think we're in a society where we're checking boxes and we are writing our to-do lists, and sometimes personal growth gets thrown into the to-do list. And so I like to stop for a second, and almost always personal growth, while it's happening, is going to be uncomfortable. And almost never are you going to be in control. So if those things are present, you're probably in the process of personal growth, and you have two choices. Personal growth to me is always a choice, and you can choose to, you know, get distracted. You can choose to lean into the insecurity, the fear, the uncertainty, you know, or you can choose to lean into the growing pains, which will be the discomfort and new information, or, you know, doing the research or having the hard conversations or saying, I'm sorry. Like, it can be pretty small and pretty big, but it's usually going to be powerful, and it's usually going to be uncomfortable, and it's usually going to cost you something, and you're rarely going to be in control except for of anything besides your choice and in your own private and personal reactions to that situation.
For me, when I think of personal growth, I like to view it as it's more so like the journey, not the destination. And like you said, it's those little things that do matter, and putting yourself outside of your comfort zone. So I know that I've really focused on stepping out of my comfort zone, because just so many different things in my life were changing. And personally, I feel like I've had the most personal growth when that was happening. And of course, being outside of what you find comfortable is always going to be a little daunting or scary, because it's something new. But also those same types of like excitement and fear is what's pushing you to continue to go and like fuel yourself into finding those new things and those new experiences. And for myself, one of the things that I really find like important with personal growth, it is really celebrating the little victories, because those little victories add up to the big changes that you're wanting to see happen.
Absolutely. I love that so much. And I feel like although you're uncomfortable, the discomfort is what stretches you, and celebrating those little victories, I mean, it gives you the track record of, okay, this is what happened last time. And then this time you're able to say, okay, this is what happened last time. Like, I can take this on. I can do this. You give yourself reasons to be proud of yourself and to try the next hard thing, because you made it through the last hard thing.
Absolutely. And like, I have an example. So this is actually my last semester in college. And, at first, I really thought that I was going to have like a super easy course load. I was just going to breeze by. It's fine. Well, I ended up finding out that I needed to still take 17 units. So this semester, I'm taking 18 units, doing two volunteer programs, running this podcast, and I just started working with foster youth, tutoring them. So,
yeah, girl.
Thank you.
So, awesome.
Thank you. So yeah. I've really like piled a lot on my plate, and it's that whole process of like, I'm pushing myself, and in a sense, I'm like, okay, if I can do all this, then I know once I graduate, like I can do the next step and I can do the next thing after that. And so, yeah, that's just celebrating the little victories and knowing that you can accomplish this and you can do this, and it pushes you to continue to grow.
Absolutely. I love that. And to tag on to the whole college thing, I mean, personal experience for me. So I don't know that I'm going to say my exact age, but let's say that I'm very, very much middle-aged. And I did my first semester of college. This is my second semester of college. Yeah. And I didn't do it for a degree, and I'm still not doing it for a degree. Not to say that that will never come, or I'm never going to say never, although I kind of want to say I'll never take another math class ever again.
Oh, I feel that one.
But I did it because there were some things I wanted to accomplish with even some of the first things I was sharing that I'm doing professionally right now. And I had insecurities that were holding me back. And I had to look at those insecurities and I had to point at them and see them and acknowledge them and pray about them and then decide, like, is this true or not? Like, do I need to rewrite this narrative or do I need to surrender it or take action? And it turned out that some of those insecurities were valid and I needed to get a stronger skill set and I needed to know more, especially with everything that's happening in our culture and in our world right now. I just really felt like I needed to step up to the plate, and it's been a huge challenge. I mean, from like, how do I get on Canvas? Like, I mean, literally everything is brand new, but I am so proud of myself, and everything I'm doing that's a challenge that I'm crying over is pouring into the next thing in a positive way. And I think when we do that for ourselves, like the abundance of what comes in return so quickly is amazing.
Absolutely. And you should be proud of yourself. Also, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. So the next thing that I wanted to talk about was, like, right now when I'm in my 20s, I mean, we're working on ourselves, trying to find the best and happiest version of who we are and even the concept of who we are in general. So, but as we get older, I feel like a lot of us start to fall into routine and people get stuck. So why do you think this is?
Man, so this, unfortunately, this question, this statement, it is so true and it makes me sad. And I think if there was like one takeaway from this podcast today, I'd want it to be like, never stop searching for yourself. Like, never stop discovering yourself. Like, you are a new creation every single day if you choose it. Yes. And keep surprising yourself. Like, there are so many things that we probably still have in our wheelhouse that we're not even aware of. And it gets overlooked by just the mundane of every day. I think when you're in your 20s, I'm trying to remember that far back. No, I'm just kidding. just kidding. I feel like you're still seeking and searching and you're excited and you have information, but you don't have as much life experience. And I think what happens is a couple things. Either we accomplish goals that we didn't realize we were going to accomplish, and that becomes good enough. Or we get busy and we stop noticing the little things. And like you said, we stop celebrating the little things. Like, they become the normal things when some things should never become normal. Yeah. One big thing, and I want to stop here, is that we stop serving others. And I am a big believer that when you make space in your schedule, in your day, in your life to show up for other people, the amount of satisfaction and gratitude and thankfulness, like, here you are trying to be a blessing to someone else. And it's amazing how that flips immediately. It becomes such a blessing in your life to show up for other people. We get hurt. We get jaded. We begin projects and we have this beautiful why, and then we lose our why. And I really believe that when we lose our why, we lose our way. And it's taking each and every one of those things and rewriting that narrative. If we accomplish things like dream again, like learn to dream again, dream bigger. Like, if you get busy, like stopping to notice the little things, finding ways to go out and look at the clouds and use your imagination and like, what do you see in them? It sounds silly, but once we start turning on different parts of our brains again, it opens up like so many more possibilities. we keep such a tight schedule. We don't have time to serve other people because we have our own agenda. And there's a blessing. There's like an unexpected blessing there. Going back to your why, rediscovering your first love. I think these are things that happen, and these are ways that we can rewrite that narrative. But we really have to take the time for that self-awareness and put ourselves back into that discomfort zone.
Yeah, I love that. That going back to your why, like refinding your true love, refinding your passions, because that's really important. And without passion and love and all the things that drive us, like in a sense, what do you have to look forward to? And in my experience, it seems that there's a lot of pressure in the concept of being young, and we need to constantly be changing. We need to experience new things. And so obviously, while we're young, we're feeding into this. We're going into the whole process of falling into the experience of finding our passions, finding our truths. But as we get older, the process of this is what I do, this is what I love, I found it, and now you get stuck in that routine. Mm-hmm. But it causes us to think that there's nothing more out there for us because we've already, like you said, accomplished this little or this task, this project, this whatever it is in your life. And so when routine sets in, it kind of puts us in this mindset that maybe there's not much more. So what do you think we should do, in a sense, to bridge the gap between, you know, our personal growth in our early adulthood and to our personal growth in our later years? Like, what do you think is the answer, in a sense?
You know, I think the answer is right in front of us, and I don't think we really use this resource enough, and that's just really each other. And I think in this case, I feel like I'm really speaking like woman to woman. And so I don't mean to leave the guys out. And I think that it pertains to everyone in general. But especially, I feel like as women, we need to remember that we have each other in our arsenal. And, yes. You know, just there's so much power in that. And we have different things to offer. And that is a positive. And we think different ways, and we're at different places in life. And that's a positive. And bridging the gap between, let's say, you and I mean, so for me to come to you with, you've been in school and you have this passion and you have this knowledge and you have this education that I did not have and am now just kind of going back to get in a different sense. And even with that comes terminology and things that are changing that I'm not 100% aware of. And you have this fire that might have kind of got a little burnt out along the way with me being, you know, 20 years further than you or whatever that looks like. So I think there's this amazing thing of bridging the gap between young women who, or young people who, are in the middle of self-discovery. They have information, they have education, they have passion. And then on the other side of that, here we are where we have enough hours under our belt in something where we can say that we're an expert in something. We've mastered something. And then on top of that, personally, we have all of this life experience. So to take that and marry it with what you know, you have or younger people have to build on each other's inspiration and discovery and education and information and life experiences and wisdom, powerhouse, like just so much beauty and so much strength and growth just right there. If we find and create these safe places to share with one another and lift each other up.
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest parts about personal growth is being open enough to take information and learn from other people, because other people's experiences really are the driving factors that help us see other perspectives and new points of view. And when you're able to open your eyes and experience and see those things, not only just doing that in general, doing it with a sense of empathy, compassion, mm-hmm. and like wanting to understand and learn from them, I think it really allows you to see and encompass like what growth can really be like for you.
Yes, I love that so much. And I know that it can be challenging. I mean, there's very hot topics that people aren't always going to agree on. And that's why taking it to a personal level and sharing with another human being, hearing someone's story humanizes us. So even if there's something that maybe you don't 100% think a certain way in or agree in, face to face, I have to believe that hate doesn't stand a chance. So when you see someone be humanized and transparent and they share your story with you, it really opens up the opportunity for us to grow personally by like really slipping on that other person's shoes.
Yes, definitely. And the whole concept of wearing like you can't say anything till you walk a mile in their shoes or that whole concept, like I think it is like in a sense it really holds true, because once you learn a little bit more about other people and like take into account the things that they've experienced, the things that they've done, it helps you gain that new perspective. So
absolutely. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Now, kind of changing gears a little bit. So once you get stuck in that rut, like what do you do to ignite your creativity and to go back to the sense of personal growth and being back on that path again? So what do you do?
So this is going to look a little different for everybody. So I'm going to share some of my personal. One thing I would say from this point on, personally and professionally, if you don't develop your why, I mean, I had mentioned that earlier. I mean, like pencil and paper or computer and typing, whatever that looks like for you. If you're doing a new business, if you have a new idea, if you have a purpose for anything that you're doing, I would write that purpose down, because if it is tangible and you can go back to it, it's going to be huge. When you lose your why, you lose your way. And that can feel very like you lost your purpose in whatever it is you're doing personally or professionally. And that can make you feel lost as a person. So I would say from here on out, always write your why down, because then you can always go back to it. So I like to write mini whys all the time. Like anytime I'm doing something, I write many mini whys. Then if I get stuck, I can go back to that why. And usually right away, it's like, oh, I'm not doing any of those things. Like now I'm just going through the motions or whatever that looks like. For me, I have to get outside. Like I have to get grounded. Like being outside nature and pushing myself in nature, like some type of physical activity re-energizes me and kind of stimulates my brain. And so I find that if I'm stuck, like say you're a creative person and you're an artist and you're kind of having like artist block, you're trying to paint something, you're trying to write something, I'm not going to read something, I'm not going to go to a gallery, I'm going to go do something completely different for really just a total different stimulation. And that works for me. And I don't know if that's something that would work, you know, for everyone. I know family time for me, really sharing space with people that I feel safe with, that love me, that I love, that is a really big thing for me. Live music, writing, playing music, stuff that maybe you're not good at, stuff that just like fuels your soul. Because I feel like when you start doing some self-care, you'd be amazing how far that like pours into other things, because we run ourselves so hard.
Yeah.
That we don't have anything left. Of course, we're in a rut because we're trying to do all of these things in our life and we're literally pouring from an empty cup. So I feel like finding things to rejuvenate you that don't apply to where you're stuck usually are going to shake something loose in a way that you wouldn't have expected.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's when you're doing that give, 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 and feel like you're giving to everyone else and doing everything that you feel like you need to be doing, but you're forgetting to give to yourself a little bit. So for me, like I recently realized this, that I'm somebody who literally needs the sunshine. Like I need the sun in order to feel like creative and full and happy and vibrant. When I was back home in Modesto over winter break, it was so incredibly gray and gloomy. And I genuinely missed the sunshine so much in San Diego. And when I was home, I had no motivation to do anything. And I love this podcast. Like, this podcast is one of my passions. It's something that I will probably always have a soft spot in my heart for. And when I was home, because it was just so gloomy and gray, I had nothing. Like, I felt like I didn't have, like, the motivation to put forth any kind of content. And so, like, for me, I was realizing that, I don't know, the sunshine, in a sense, is, like, my grounding aspect. And also just doing little things for myself again that make me remember that, like, oh, you're just as important as everything else in your life. Because
yes,
when you stop prioritizing yourself, everything else kind of falls to shambles as well. And it's just the simple things, like making time for myself to have, like, an hour at the end of the night to, like, read a book or to listen to good music or whatever, or enjoy a good meal or whatever it is, just to, like, in a sense, refine that, like, sense of happiness and passion that I have, and then use that energy to put elsewhere back into, like, my personal growth and going back to my path and everything else.
Yeah, 100%. I so agree. And I mean, and how great, though, to find that place of self-awareness, because it has to start there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you knowing that you need the sunshine now. And I think there's a lot of people who don't know what feeds their soul. And I think that's the starting place. Like, what makes you happy? Like, where do you thrive? Where do you feel your best? Where do you feel your most creative? Like, those are questions that I think asking ourselves those questions, checking in with our self-care, and then possibly doing something that is scary or new. So for me, that was like college. Maybe it's a workshop. Maybe it's a road trip. Like, I don't know what it would be for different people, but I think doing something new, being self-aware about what you need and how you thrive, and checking in with your self-care is really how to start getting yourself out of your rut.
Yes. And what are some of the healthy practices that you like to do that help you feel like they're a part of your personal growth journey?
Yes. I like to do things spontaneously. I'm a pretty easygoing person, but in order to be able to enjoy that side of life and my personality, I do have to have a little bit of a routine as my foundation. I feel like if I don't have a foundation for anything, everything else is just like rocky and faulty and there's no anchor. So for me, a lot of my anchor is every day I really try to have like a journal and prayer time, like a quiet time for myself. And that can look like meditation for people, prayer, reading, whatever that looks like for you, to have that space to connect with yourself and to be quiet, I think is huge. We, you know, we leave and we go out into the world and we're told like, be where your feet are and be intentional about your interactions. But how can we connect with others if we haven't even taken the time to connect with ourselves first?
Great.
So, so that's where I like to start. And some easy things in the morning, whether it's like you open your eyes and you just start stretching, you don't jump up, you don't grab your phone, you don't rush, like just maybe set your alarm 10 minutes earlier than you need to. And whether you write it down or you say it out loud and speak life into it, or you just think about it, I like to just be like, what am I grateful for today? What can I do to be a blessing to someone else today? And what is one thing I'm going to try to do to get closer to a goal today? So that's kind of like, I try to start my day with intention. And then in the same way, I just, like you were saying, make an hour before I go to sleep for myself. Part of that for me is just a few minutes before I go to bed. Like, why was today great? Did I hurt anyone? Do I owe amends? Do I owe forgiveness to anyone? And I don't know, just again, like something I'm thankful for.
Yeah, I love that. So for myself, I recently just got into journaling, which I had kind of always done like a little bit on my phone, like here and there putting in notes, but it's a whole different process of actually taking a pen and piece of paper, but a notebook, and actually like physically writing it down. It's way different, at least for myself, than typing, because I feel like it's like a more like authentic version of putting my thoughts and words and feelings all into like this page and then like physically seeing it in my hands. So I think like now that I've gotten into this mindset of like mentally checking in with myself at the end of the day and like putting down like, how did today feel? Like, do you have any plans for tomorrow? Are you like emotionally making sure that I'm still like still present in my own like everyday life? Has made like a really big impact on how I'm living my days, and especially right now, just because of like the pandemic and quarantine, and our lives have really changed. Like my days seem so routine. Like I wake up, go to school on my computer. I do my homework on my computer. I read my textbooks on my computer. And it feels like everything that I'm doing is always the same thing day in and day out. And so
screens, just a bunch of screens all the time.
Yes, absolutely. It's like my eyes, one, aren't getting a break. And so having that moment to like actually connect with a physical object, in a sense, this is my journal, and being able to write all that down. And even though yes, my days seem to be routine, there are little discrepancies and there are little differences in every day. And like taking the time to write that down and to physically see that makes a big difference in how I feel the next day and for the rest of the week.
It's very therapeutic. I really agree with the difference in like the notebook and a pencil versus like typing things out on a screen. 100%. It just makes a huge difference.
Yes. It feels like a little bit more like authentic, like literally writing out the letters and everything. Almost like when you're in elementary school, all your assignments and stuff obviously are pencil and paper. And then as you get older, that changes to pencil and or pen and paper. And then now it's laptop, fingers, and keyboard. And so I don't know, it kind of takes you back to your roots a little bit, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. I agree. I mean, I'm a girl who listens to vinyl and does all the, you know, when I'm at home. So I really do love that. I think there's a lot of beauty and therapy in some of the things from our past. And I think it's important to, you know, continue to utilize those things that serve us and remind us of things that are also good in different ways.
Yes, totally.
And I know like practices, you know, everyday practices, I think are really great. It's good to be in those habits and have those foundations. But for me, being able to have the small practices and then take it like to a broader scale, one thing that I always like to encourage is to always have a mentor.
That's great.
And to
advice.
Always mentor, like, thank you. It's been a really, really big in my life, and it does help with my healthy practices for growth in my life. And I think having a professional and personal, like separately mentor is great. And then farther than that, I think mentoring someone, and I know that can be so scary, but it doesn't mean that you're mentoring someone at a level that maybe your mentor is mentoring you. Like it could be something very, very simple, little check-ins, little encouragement, text messages on the weekly. Like it doesn't have to be something big, but I think it allows you to show up for somebody. It gives us accountability. To have a mentor gives accountability, and to mentor someone gives accountability. It leaves opportunity for perspective, to learn how to extend grace in different ways, for healing, for challenge. So I always like to have a mentor and mentor someone, whatever at whatever level that could look like. I just think there's a lot of growth available in those spaces.
The whole concept of like showing up for someone, like you've mentioned earlier and just right now, I really love that because like you said, it does have a whole different sense of accountability.
Yes. And accountability is huge, and it's not a sexy word in our culture. I know. But I think with that accountability is personal growth, and it pushes us farther. And I know there's like a saying that we'd rather be, you know, ruined with praise than take in like constructive criticism. But there's something definitely to be said about that.
So to finish off the episode with one final question, if you had one piece of advice to give to someone when it comes to finding themselves and just working on themselves in general, what would that be?
Well, this one thing will be a little bit of a long thing. a little long-winded. But I would say first, you just have to choose it. Like you have to absolutely choose it. It can't be something, and you have to choose it every day. And if there's things that get in the way, you have to surrender those things and re-choose it again. Maybe you have to choose it like a couple times a day, but choose it, choose yourself, choose it, choose like learning about yourself, finding yourself, working on yourself, because if it's something that's an option, it's never, ever going to happen. For me, I have to say like, I'm going to walk out each and every one of my days, my projects, all my interactions with purpose and intention. I have to choose it. I have to say it. I have to speak life into it. If my passion or my focus, you know, if gets kind of rocked, I have to like, I will begin to dream again. I will dream again. And sometimes it's even a step of saying, I'm going to have to let go of some of the things and people gracefully that are diluting my passion. And that's hard. That's a really hard thing, but I would say don't stop looking. Don't stop looking for yourself ever, because you're going to look different all the time. So don't assume that this is you today. So don't stop looking. Be willing to put in the work. Shadow work and growth takes a lot of courage. It is not for the faint of heart. Look to someone who is safe, who has done or is already doing like something that looks like what you would like or aspire to. Maybe that person is your mentor. Go into the next season of growth knowing that, setting yourself up for success. You may lose before you win. Like the game is never done being played. Enjoy every second. It is a gift. I always am like, it is a gift. Use your imagination as often as you use your skills. You might feel buried before you realize that you're just planted. Find your why as soon as possible and return to it often. It's okay if it evolves. And just like you said, more of the journey and less of the destination, focus less on the result and more on the resolve. Yes. I know that was a lot. I'm sorry. I got really excited for a second there.
No, I love all of that. All of that is super important. And mine kind of goes along with those. It's just that it's okay to have those rough patches. And I know that for a lot of us, when you're striving for the next great thing, the next great version of yourself, those rough patches sometimes seem like almost like life hindering at the time. Like they feel like it's almost like the end of the world. It's like, am I ever going to get back on track? But allow yourself to have those moments and don't be hard on yourself for them, because it really is a piece of the journey. Because when you stumble and fall over those little situations, or even if it's a big one, those do make up pieces of who you are. You get to learn from those experiences, and that's what helps you grow. So don't be hard on yourself when you have a situation that's rough or difficult, because those are just as important as the big positive ones that you experience as well.
Yes, that is so important. And just giving yourself grace in that process. And I feel like when I was younger, a lot of things that felt like they were more permanent, there's really not that many things that are permanent. Like it really I've gotten derailed so many times, and every time, just as you said, like those moments of derailment are as crucial to my growth and to my future. And it really is kind of like that beauty from the ashes in your own personal story. I love that.
Yes. It's the phoenix. We are all phoenixes in a sense. We grow from our own ashes. So yes. So thank you so much for being a part of this week's episode. I'm really happy that you got to be a part of it.
Yes, thank you so much for holding this space with me and for all of your listeners and everything that you're doing. I think it is really important and really powerful. Thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you. So that is all we have for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, before we go, if you would like to connect with me or this podcast further, you can follow my personal Instagram, which is SarahRMoore282, and the official podcast page, which is at @TBDAdult. And to connect with Drea, you can follow her Instagram, which is at Drea, Drea, _darling, Darling. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week on TBD Adult.